You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala.
Okay, yes.
Now's your chance to turn back.
Hello.
You're listening to MZ Michael Zavala.
MZ.
This is MZ Now.
MZ.
Well, it's good to see all of you guys at the party last night, my birthday party. Eric, it was so good to see you and Kirby there. You guys look like you lost so much weight. It was fantastic.
I forgot about it.
I sent a message like at 7 o'clock. Of course,
I
we did it really
at, like,
late.
11, or after 11, I'm like, wait, what?
At first, I wanted a lot of people there, but I'm like, with Zoom, there's only like, you'd only have one conversation at a time. So how are all these people who don't know each other going to have like side conversations?
And that's true.
It's just going to be kind of a mess. Yeah. So I only invited...
No, I was going to say, you should do a thing called house party.
I saw that.
Like, you can like play games and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
I was going to do that, but there was a max of 8 people. And I thought, well, at first, this is still when I was going to invite like 15, 20 people. And then then like late yesterday, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to invite like the show and like Misty. If they can come, great. If not, not a big deal. It ended up being amazing because it was basically just like a night at Vickery.
Oh, okay.
It was a night at Vickery.
Drew showed up. Yeah. It was great. Yeah. Spider was like, DJing.
Like at 1 a.m. and everybody's already left.
Right. And I'm over there hanging out with Drew and Clark, who are already smashed. Clark was falling asleep. It was great. It was literally a night at Vickery.
Yeah, Misty
I was because I wasn't there, so I was never there.
There were no gays. It was fantastic. It was just a straight bromance that we were having.
There you go.
All four of us. It was great.
I got nice and toasted. That's the first time I've drank since we were in the studio.
By the way, did you guys see that bonus Tiger King episode?
I did.
Yeah, I did.
It was like every podcast I've watched.
Yeah, it was very underwhelming.
And Joel McHale stole your line.
My line? I'm glad you noticed that.
Yeah, whenever you interviewed the ex-husband, whenever you
John
opened
Finley.
Up for MZ Now. And I was like, that's the exact same thing Michael Zavala said.
I said he was a man of few words and even fewer teeth. And Joel said the same thing.
It made me want to get Ron Kirkham on, though.
Yeah, the Wish version of Don Knotts. It's just a rough version.
That dude's just ready to talk, man.
Yeah. No, he is. He'll talk about anything. And I think he's just kind of playing it up, though. I don't think it was as bad as he's making it out to be.
Well, like, one of the crazy things that didn't come up was, like, after the deal at the zoo burned down, he moved to Dallas. And then his house here burned down, and that's when he took off.
Oh, his house here burned down?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, he's from here.
Did it on purpose.
Yeah, probably Joe Exotic or Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was a good episode for people who are too lazy to look up the interviews that everyone has been doing. For like a month. Like David Spade was the first one, I think, that kind of get everyone on the show, like all the major players on his Instagram. And he asked them all the same questions that Joel asked. So Netflix has just gone to David Spade and said, hey, can we use your footage? By the way, are you in a virtual room or is that a real room that you're in, Eric?
Who, Clark?
No, you.
I mean,
no.
He's trying to figure I'm trying to figure out if you're, Clark is.
Outside
heading this way,
moving west.
If you remember, he started in North. What was it?
San Francisco.
Yeah, and then went to Vegas.
Phoenix turtle with all that green on.
I just didn't want to do my hair.
Okay, I thought it was fake at first, and I looked at it more, and I'm like, that's kind of it looks real.
Actually, I got committed. I'm right next door to Joe Exotic. But they let me have a computer at least,
right, to do the show. That was part of your agreement with the judge. No, but it was a good episode for people who are too lazy to look up everything else that's been happening for a month. That John Finley guy didn't say anything different that we talked about when he was on
last
week.
Actually, he did say something different than what he told you about him with his shirt off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He made it seem like it was his idea when he was talking to Joel.
He goes, well, I have all these tattoos, you know, might as well show them off. And that's not what he
There's
told
no
you.
Telling how that was edited, though. Because there was some big cuts in those interviews. You could tell where they had chopped pieces of it out.
Yeah.
And it was like 39 minutes. Like, go watch David Spade's interviews with these people because it's like 15, 20 minutes and you really get the full story.
Oh,
with Saf. Is it Saf or Saf?
Saf.
Yeah.
I thought it was Staff. Like staff infection.
Staff. It might be.
I didn't know the campaign manager was gay.
I didn't either.
Yeah
that's how they met was apparently. That's why a big deal why he wanted to run his campaign because he was a gay man in Oklahoma.
Oh, I didn't know. How do you know all this?
Other stuff I've seen.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I worked at the zoo for a couple of summers.
Spider subscribes to the monthly publication.
Ex-husband
Gay
Weekly.
Oklahoman.
Oh. You don't get that, Eric?
No, I don't. I guess Spider has an exclusive. I don't know. A platinum membership.
By the way, are you supposed to, with all this like delivery people that are bringing you food, they go and pick it up from, you know, Cotton Patch or whatever. Are you supposed to tip them like a certain percentage? Because I don't think it's the same. Doesn't matter what I order. It's the same bag. Right. And they're still doing the same job. So I shouldn't have to tip them on a percentage of my actual order. Correct.
You know what? There's no right or wrong answer to this.
Like, I'm not going to be a bad guy if I tip less than 10%. If they're bringing, if they're going to pick it up from the Whataburger.
How often do you expect them to see or come to your house? Like, are you expecting to see the exact same people? That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't live in a big area.
That's true. I didn't think about that. Like, over here, I could do that every day and not see the same person for a month.
Yeah. No, I
got a single delivery here, though.
I'm sure there's only like 5 people that are doing Postmates and DoorDash and everything. Yeah. So,
I bet a lot of people that don't have jobs are jumping on that train if they can.
But so I was tipping very small, but then I realized maybe I should tip a percentage, but I'm like, no, it doesn't matter. It's the same bag. It doesn't matter what I order. They're still doing the same job. They're still putting it out in the driveway in the bucket that I have out there, and then I get it later on and disinfect it.
But they're risking their lives, Michael.
Right, but I'm already giving them a delivery fee. Right. And that's why I give them the $2 or $3.
Okay.
Extra on top of that. Buy yourself something nice. Did you finish McMillions?
Something essential and nice.
Right, yeah. Like a nice mask. Did you watch McMillions or finish McMillions? McMillions?
McMillions. Yeah, I finished it after you and I talked through text. I went and I watched the whole thing like the next day.
Did you like it? The whole thing? All 6?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Did you think it dragged a little bit in the middle, like when they started diving into everyone's lives?
No, I liked all that.
You did?
I found it interesting, so I was fine with that. I didn't think it dragged at all.
So if you haven't seen it, so HBO is giving away like 500 free hours of TV shows.
Yeah, I downloaded the app today.
You just log in, or you just open up the app, and it says, hey, here are the free shows. And one of them is McMillions, which is about so I'm a really big fan of the McDonald's Monopoly game that they do every year. And at one point,
you just found out that you are getting screwed.
Well, no.
You had no chance of winning.
Well, he was a kid then.
So first off, yeah, like while that was going on, like when the mafia infiltrated it, I wasn't even going to McDonald's and I couldn't even drive then. So, but in high school, so after all that, post mafia, I was going like every single day to McDonald's to try to win. You know, like a hamburger. The most I ever got was like a small Coke and fry. But I was trying to fill that board up. And I had everything completed except for the, you know, the one piece that you can only have.
Pieces.
Yeah.
I will say that that's probably the most emotional I got watching a documentary. Crazy. Yeah.
Well,
just because when I was first watching it, I was like, okay, yeah, I don't like any of these people. You know, they're all bad. They're taking advantage of the system. And then you get more of the background stories of why they did it, what happened to them after some of them didn't agree to do it. Some of them were like, oh, I'm interested. I think I am kind of more about it.
Yeah.
And then once you know more about it, there's no turning back. You have to do it at this point.
Right.
Or they're going to kill you. So I felt really bad for them and how their lives got all messed up after that.
See, those are the episodes I didn't pay attention to because they got too boring.
Oh.
So I just wanted to know how it got started and then what happened at the end. So it was a really great beginning for me anyway. Really great beginning and really great end. It was just an interesting story. I thought it was great. So, all right. We got to take a break when we come back. Amy from Lego Masters. Was it called Lego Builders? What was it? Spider, you watched it.
Lego Masters.
Lego Masters. She's going to be on. And I found out about her before the Lego situation. We'll talk about why I wanted to have her on to begin with. So we'll be right back.
MZ Now. MZ Now.
Call 1-888-MZ Live. Did the number 5. Call 1-888-MZ Live. Did the number 5.
It started out like any other day.
Hey, Michael, come ride the scooter with us.
Until everything changed.
Oh my God! Somebody call 911! Help! Somebody help!
Zavala was in Deep Ellum on Labor Day. He and a friend hopped on scooters headed toward downtown when he hit a manhole cover. For Michael, his first scooter ride was his last.
Well, we were able to save the leg, but there were some interesting side effects.
Based on a true story.
What's happening, homie? Where that money at, fool? You in my neighborhood.
He's up there, killer. I don't want any trouble.
Leave that man alone!
What the hell?
Did you just block that bullet with your leg?
I guess I did. Why is Samuel L. Jackson calling me?
Iron Leg Man, the last Avenger, coming this summer.
Michael's a... How do you say this again?
Test. When my name come up, respect it. Respect it.
Test. Did Navala?
Michael Zavala.
Test. Stop playing with my name.
Zavala.
All three of y'all.
You listening to MZ. MZ. Michael Zavala.
Test. I ain't gonna say it no more. No more.
This is MZ Now.
Howdy, this is Matty Carobo from Stranger Things, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
Yeah, baby.
So I saw a newspaper article or an Instagram post or something. This is end of last year. About this girl who bought a Tesla, which is cool already. She has a Tesla. And she took the, I guess it broke apart the key fob. I don't know if I'm saying this in layman's terms. I don't know the technical terms for this. But she took apart the key fob and implanted the chip that opens the door and starts the car and all that in her arm. And I was like, oh, how cool is that? Because I've always wanted to do like cool things like programming and hack and Knight Rider stuff. I'm like, how cool is that? And so I looked up who it was. So we started talking to try to get her on the show. Well, she's like, yeah, I'm real busy on working on another project, but I'll try to be on in the first part of the year. And then she ends up on a Lego show, a reality show. And she's here with us today. Hey, Amy, how are you?
Hi.
Via Zoom.
Yeah. Welcome to my roundabout weird life.
Join the club. So what inspired you to implant the Tesla key in your arm?
So keys are very analog. I don't like analog things.
Okay. What a cool word to say. Analog.
Yeah. So analog. Right. So my day walker job, I'm a programmer. So I think, you know, the idea of what technology is and what it could be. And I already have a RFID implant. And
okay.
If you don't know what that is, it's just basic access control. If you have a key card to get into an apartment or to a building, it's just saying, I give you permission. All right, let me in.
Right.
And I had pre-ordered a Tesla 3 when they were, it was like first night, you know, sight unseen, $1,000 down. And then there had been rumors that the key card was going to be an RFID type of technology. So I was hoping that it would work with the current chip I already have. I guess the roundabout story of how I got there, if you ever played Lego Dimensions, there are these little RFID tags, and when you put them on the gamepad on the Xbox, they would actually show up digitally in
right,
the game.
In the game, yeah.
Yeah, so I actually ended up taking apart a bunch of those, and I tried to rip that data off and write it to like my current tag in my hand, and I really wanted to be able to like put my hand down and like Lego Batman show up in the game, so I can be like, I'm Batman, it would work.
That's so cool.
But the data is actually encrypted the same way as Tesla, which is very interesting to me. It's ST Micro makes it. It's just a company in Germany. It's very interesting.
Yeah. One of the things we were talking about, we were saying, hey, do you want to get her on the phone or do you want her in person? I said, we want her in person because after the show's over, I want to walk her to her car and watch her open it and drive it without any keys. That would be so cool. And of course, then Corona happened. And so now we just have to imagine it. I'm sure you got a lot of hate mail because people are like, oh, you got the mark of the beast now. Like, this is, you're doomed.
Yeah. That was a very interesting thing because to me, like, It's RFID technology. So like most pets have that same type of chip implant. And I'm like, I've never experienced any like hate or backlash like this. And that, I think they were calling me like the mark of Elon Musk, like 666. There's like cult pages that I'm like starting the apocalypse. And then it's funny because now all this virus.
I know. I'm starting to connect the dots now.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe they're right. I got death threats. Yeah. Wow.
That's insane.
I don't quite understand. I think of it this way. If somebody said, why would you get a chip implant if you already have a key? And it's like, all right, you wear glasses. Glasses are some type of body hack or modification. You weren't born with it, but it improves your life.
Right.
So why are you going to get LASIK? That's burning your eyes with a laser.
Right. So,
also same with the beauty industry, things like, Botox and plastic surgery are very much accepted, but you know, the fact that I'm doing something like that, now I'm starting the apocalypse for all hail Elon Musk.
Yeah, no, that's insane. So when you got the key implanted, you got it done here in Dallas. And then how did it go so viral? Where did you post it on?
So I go to DEF CON every year, which is in Vegas. It's a hacking conference, which is funny. It's like the week after TrekkieCon.
I know. So. I see all the cool people coming in as I'm leaving with the Klingons that come back on Spirit Airlines back to Dallas.
Oh, God. Yeah, you know, all people in black, you're like, oh, who are those people?
What
are they there for? They're for DEF CON. So I had actually got the car a year before this past August. So I had the car for a year. So I was like, all right, I want to complete. I've been working on this hack for a year, and a lot of data and research went into it. And I was like, all right, as like a come full circle, I want to implant it like before I go to DEF CON, so I can really like just talk about the technology and everything that went into it. And I posted it when I was on the plane at DEF CON, and I was eating, and my brothers live in the Bay Area, and he sent me a thing. He's like, dude, you're on the front page of TechCrunch. And I was like, what? I was like, why? And but to me, that's like everything I do is just very normal. Like, I already have a chip implant.
Right.
Also, I've been working on this hack for a year. Why did it go viral
now? Right.
So I guess because I actually did it, and I showed blood. I showed the process, and that was probably people were like, ew.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well,
like I'm part machine. I had a tragic scooter accident. You may have seen me on the news.
Always comes back. Yeah, to the scooter.
I broke my leg. I shattered my leg on a bird scooter in Deep Ellum back in 18.
Don't encourage him.
And so now I have titanium in my leg. So I thought about, well, why don't we just add things to that? Since I'm already half machine already, why don't we just add stuff? But I'm too scared. I don't get tattoos. I don't get microblading because I'm just scared of all the needles. So it's cool when somebody else does it.
But you're a cyborg.
What was the path? You're a programmer by day. So what was the path when you were a kid? How did you realize that you wanted to get into this tech stuff?
I don't think I knew. So I was homeschooled. So I'm already like in this weird category.
Right.
Like
I was too, for a portion of my life.
Oh God. Did you guys have a van or a station wagon?
We had a station wagon. We had it was Harry and the Henderson's station wagon. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to always take stuff apart, even new stuff. And that was just like very normal to me. I never had like a experience with other kids saying, oh, that's weird. So maybe that's why. things to make, I always view the world as kind of like what it could be.
Right.
And just because it doesn't exist doesn't necessarily mean, I try to think of it this way, like think of it like 200, think of it 400 years ago, trying to explain air travel to people.
Right.
They'd probably burn you at the stake for witchcraft.
Right.
Now it's just a very normal thing. So I always ask why. Like when people say, oh, you can't do it. Well, why? Like, and I know that's like a very annoying question as a kid.
Yeah.
But why? Why? You know? And I don't know if I have like a good answer.
What it sounds like is you just kind of did what you wanted to do because no one told you you couldn't do it. And you're like, well, why not? And then you just, it kind of led you to this path.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people thought it was like an impulse thing, be like, oh, it's going to be a fun thing to do over the weekend. But I actually worked on the project for a year. And all the way down to, making the coils and how I did the measurements for like the RFIDs and the antenna readers. At some point, I was even measuring like the baud rate of the interference of other devices. So on the Tesla reader, I had a whole bunch of like cell phones just to measure like interference frequency. So it seemed like I was doing like a seance because I have all these like, cell phones around the reader. And
Eric, are you writing all this down so we can do it? I want to be able to open my Chevy Nova with my leg.
Which is really funny. I mean, and Tesla's very interesting. If you need them to come service your car, they'll come out to your house. So I learned very quickly, like I would just like put in request for something and then they would come out there and I would just start talking. I end up having the techs help me take stuff apart.
Free labor.
Because it, to me, my car is a giant computer.
Right.
Like that's, I've never been a car person, but I like computers and that's exactly what the car is. They would just help me take it apart and they're like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I don't want to break the plastic part. Let me break the computer part.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You don't want to touch the body stuff. Let me deal with the innards of it. You also do 3D printing. Do you have, can I follow you on Instagram? And you have like all these little things that you're doing, your cosplay. You also love to cosplay. Do you have a place that you go to or is that your garage?
That's my
I thought you were like in a factory somewhere that you just rent time or something.
No,
incredible. So you make all that stuff there. So you go there, you render it out, and then you just print it in your garage.
Yeah, so...
you're like Tim Taylor, the tool man.
God, what's the other guy? Rake everything?
More power.
Yeah, that's
power.
I have a few printers, lasers, CNC.
Neighbors ever worry about like stuff? Because you're like Wayne Szalinski from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. They're probably seeing like lasers and stuff fly out the window, you know?
Yeah, I have an HOA too. So sometimes I'm in the garage. Like when they see me, I'll see my neighbors like shut their garage door. They're like, fuck that person.
You all put on the lab coat with the big glasses. I can hear like the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids music. Dun, 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 and then stuff starts smoking in the background. And there, here she goes again. Power goes out in the neighborhood.
Yeah, the laser is probably, that one's loud, and whenever you're venting anything, like especially like acrylic, it smells like a nail shop.
Oh, wow.
And most guys are like, what do you mean? And I'm like, oh, you know, when you go get your fingernails done, it smells like acrylic. And they're like, what?
We know that smell very well. It was in our old studio. We had.
I know you did.
Yeah. Well, I also got my nails done, but there was also a nail salon in our old studio, which was also weird.
Yeah, so it's that, it smells like acrylic.
Yeah.
I think the worst is probably when you laser cut leather, because it's dead flesh, like. That's a terrible smell.
I've never smelled that before, but I can imagine.
I'm sure you think I'm making sacrifices or something.
So it just adds to these blogs that are already coming out about you. I'm going to contribute myself now that I know a little bit about you. So the Legos, did you grow up playing with Lego? Can I put the S on the Lego when I say that?
No S. Yeah. So that's Lego is a brand. So I always say this, what's the plural of Jedi?
Jedi. Right?
So Lego is Lego.
Okay.
So since Lego is a brand, Lego always is like a part of my life. Since my mom homeschooled us, we would use Lego for like, I don't know, from science projects, engineering. Thankfully, we didn't live in a digital age, so there's not very much embarrassing footage of me playing Lego, but there is still quite a bit. Like, just, I don't know, it's the idea of play. It's funny because it used to be part of my like relaxing therapy time. Yeah. And then I went on a reality show where there's like a countdown clock and I'm having like post-traumatic stress.
Yeah, I was going to say,
The complete opposite of what Lego
should be. See, I never got into Lego for whatever reason. Did you, Eric? Were you into Lego at all?
No, I played with these like cardboard like bricks.
Oh, you were poor like me. I made I was big into Goof Troop. And I had I love like little things, like little chairs. Like my mom would take me to the craft store and I saw like little doll chairs and stuff, but we didn't have the money to buy the stuff. And I don't think that it was encouraged that I have a dollhouse. So I made my Goof Troop house out of index cards and taped it all together. And I thought that was fun. That was my dollhouse. But,
What's the, Leica Studios that does a lot of like the stop motion and they did Link? So for the Lego show, they ended up taking a lot of our builds and they sent them off to get them done for stop motion. So we got to go to Leica Studios that did Coraline and Link and all of that. And that's what they're doing, these little like dioramas or life-size things for these claymation. And I mean, we were walking around and I'm like, okay, like the art part and the clay is cool. But then when we were in the back and I was looking at the process they were doing for machining the parts, and actually the robotic fixtures for when things move around, I was like, okay, now I'm impressed. Like, you guys have a full machine shop that's I guess I never realized what goes into those type of movies.
I didn't either. I thought it was just, they're poseable and they're just doing that. I didn't realize there was actually a machine involved in that.
Yes. And then I realized I think the budget for that was like $115 million.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what? And they take like 7 years to make. It's really very interesting.
That's like Jim Henson's puppets.
Yeah, there's a lot of mechanical stuff in those puppets as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because the kid from, it's the son of the owner of Nike that owns Leica.
Oh, really?
Yes.
By the way, fun fact, I just found out this morning that Nike is a goddess name. I didn't know that.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah, you know what? It's the goddess of, though.
Sports. I'm just guessing.
Well, Victor.
Shoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Legos. So yeah, I wasn't a huge fan because I didn't have patience to sit there and build everything. Like I would see, 500 pieces to build a Batmobile. Why don't I just buy a Batmobile and I can automatically play with it? I had a lot of friends that had them. They had these giant structures they would build out at, 3,000 pieces. And I just didn't have the patience for it. I just wanted to get right to playtime. But here you are now on a TV show. You were competing along with your buddy, Crystal Starr, who's been on the show as well. And she's a fellow Trekkie and I see her every year. Maybe we'll see each other this year in Vegas if they didn't cancel it. But how did you guys meet?
So we're both from Dallas as well. Yeah. And she's probably one of the only other weird people I know that has a crazy Lego obsession.
Yeah.
Because most of the time people are like, oh, that's super weird. They'll come over to my house and they'll see all my stuff and they'd be like, oh, how many kids do you have? I'm like, none. I have no kids.
Yeah.
That's all my stuff. So she has very much like the same rival collection.
Yeah.
And so ironically, the show found me because of my Tesla hack. And then they saw my Twitter profile picture was me in Lego armor. So the community pretty much connected Crystal and I like way before. And I'm wearing, she's like, okay, you cosplay and Lego. I'm like, all right, let's see. So we get along really well. I think when we first met, we were both wearing Santa, like this was a Santa or Christmas party, and we were wearing it was Santa riding a unicorn in space. We were wearing the same sweater, and she's like, "Hi, you want to come to my Lego room?" And it was just like little kids, and it was just like off in the party.
That's so cool. And then you guys did really well on the show. I mean, you went pretty far, yeah. Right? Like you almost had it.
Yeah, halfway. Yeah, so that, I mean, it's very, very different. I mean, ask away. Ask what you want to know. I don't know if you guys have seen any of it or experienced anything for reality TV. I guess the very first episode was an 18-hour build challenge. So all of that is real. None of the clock, none of that is fake. And it's all condensed down to a 45-minute episode. So there's 20 people, 18 hours of footage, not including like background packages or anything. So you only see such a small part, and we were mic'd up 24/7, except when we were sleeping. So,
what you're doing an 18-hour build, there's no breaks, right? Or can you take a break?
So we get to eat. So like you would get lunch. Like the people on set are union. So of course they get,
So they didn't violate any human rights.
I was gonna say, this sounds like a sweatshop. Yeah. You can make shoes too while you're making these builds.
Yeah.
They chain you to the desk. Yeah.
Well, they're not stopping the clock, like if you have to go to the bathroom. Okay. Right?
So then, just on you.
Yeah. And that's like the thing. And you're like, you think 18 hours is a long time, but if you've ever bought a Lego set that is already pieced out for you and there's instructions, some of those can take you 8 hours.
Yeah.
And then we're having to work with a partner. And I'm very much in an engineering mentality. So, when Crystal would say, oh, a medium-sized build, I'd be like, that's not a form of measurement. Please give me some parameters.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
But at some point, you have to, I don't know. Oh, I also didn't have access to the internet. That was probably one of the most challenging things. Because I'm like, you're freaking out. I'm like, does a giraffe have ears? I don't know. Like, what are those little Shrek things?
Yeah, you never think about stuff like that until you have to build it, right?
Yeah, you have no reference. Yeah, because I think, on top of it being an exhausting day from just film time, we would also, so for girls, our call time was like at 4:30 in the morning for hair and makeup, and the guys was at like 6.
Yeah, and then you have an 18-hour day on top of that. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's a very, very long day.
Now, I saw sections of the show. Spider watched most of it, I think, right? Is it still going on, or did they crown a winner already?
Yeah, this episode, or this week is episode 10.
Okay. Did they show everything? You said except for sleeping, you were mic'd all the time. So if you went back to the hotel room or whatever and you guys were talking about your ideas, is that shown on the show as well?
No.
Okay. So it's just what's happening inside the studio, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's actually what's very interesting about like that entire process as well is we focused a lot, like in the beginning, adding motors and gears to a lot of our builds.
Yeah.
And doing the motors and the gears and the programming takes a long time. And I think we probably learned episode 4, they're not looking for that for the show. They're looking for huge builds.
Right.
Stuff that's very pretty on TV. And, you know, it's not adding to it. And then they're not going in detail and explaining like the different techniques we were doing or things for like, you know, structure. I think in episode 2, when we had to blow everything up with dynamite, they did briefly talk about like, I would apply the same type of like building technique for Lego that I would for 3D printing,
right,
for like support structure.
Right. Now for you, coming from your background and your expertise, did that upset you at all when you were going, you know, episode 3 or 4, when you're like, when you guys realized, hey, you know, they're just looking for the show, not really all the mechanical aspects of it. And you had to kind of dumb that down a little bit. Did that upset you a little bit?
A little, but then it's also for TV.
Right.
So like, I wish, you know, we're season 1, so we have nothing to go on. We're right. We said nothing like shared Lego trauma to bring us all together.
Right.
So, you know, everyone on the show, we all got along, like we all still talk, we all get along really well, which is very rare, I guess, for like a reality show as well. So I know a lot of people were doing details afterwards, like, hey, this is how I did the mechanics and the motors and the gears. We just had nothing to go on. So
right.
That kind of sucks. Or they wouldn't focus on that. I don't know how I feel about that, because I understand like what they're looking for, but they never once came out there and said, hey, don't do this, you know?
Right.
Because we had people that had to pick up, you know, we called them our brick bitches. They had to pick up after us every night.
Right.
They're union. We also were not allowed to help them pick up. So,
oh, that sucks.
All our bricks and sort everything every night.
Are you apologizing too? Like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I would help you.
Yes. But, yeah. And then afterwards, we're like, will you please come home and sort all my stuff? But I mean, seriously, that was probably one of the best parts. There was a team working 24/7. We had 6 people doing that. They were amazing. That was the best part. And they would make sure, like, when we needed the motors and the gears, if we needed batteries to switch stuff out, or when they would do we called them the beauty shots afterwards.
Yeah.
They made sure they would test all the programming stuff, so they would get all those functions on camera. And then they don't end up showing a lot of it. So
right.
that, and then we also don't get the footage. So that kind of sucks.
Yeah, I would imagine, because really it's like you're an artist. And so you're putting all your work into this masterpiece and then only half of it's shown. You know what I mean? It's like if they're showing the Mona Lisa and it's only half of it, or it's in black and white, or something like that.
That's interesting that you say that as an artist, because I do not feel I'm a very artistic or creative person without the use of technology and tools like that.
But it's a tool. Just like if you were a painter, you wouldn't be able to paint the picture without the brush, right?
But then they still don't show some of that stuff. So is that really like some type of art?
I think if you're using it to express yourself and what's coming, what's in your head or what you're feeling, then yes, it is some sort of art. So whether they show it or not, you're still putting yourself into that project. And what I think hurts, so if I was in your position, I would be like, hey, I really worked really hard on this program to make this flagpole go up and down, because that's all I would think of. But I worked really hard on that. It took me, you know, 10 hours out of this 18 hours just to program that. And you didn't even show that on TV. I would feel a little crushed personally.
Yeah. They have their stories to tell, definitely. You know, they have an editing team room, and they're like, they're trying to narrow down footage. And I think we also learned really quickly. So like my Lego partner, Crystal, she learned, if you don't want them to use footage, just start singing copyrighted songs, because then they can't use any of that.
That's genius.
Yeah.
So we started to learn like that kind of stuff. Or there was some point, because we had like celebrity guests, you know, every week, and you know, and then Will would be coming over there and hanging out. So like the first day, it's really cool. We're like, oh my God, Lego Batman's here.
Right.
And we're like, you know, all the Arrested Development jokes.
Did you watch Arrested Development? Are you a fan?
Oh yeah,
okay.
Of course.
Okay, good.
Every single one of our builds for Lego and I, or Crystal and I, we had Lego bananas in every single one of our builds.
So great.
And so sometimes they wouldn't show stuff like that. Sometimes they would. But at some point, like, I think Will was over there and I'm just like building and we're like, all right, they're not stopping the clock when he's like, you're coming over to here to like hang out. We're like, okay, go away now.
Was he cool? I mean, some people not that great. He was really cool.
Yeah. No, he's awesome. Yeah. He brought his kids up there one day when we blew up stuff on with dynamite on the second day, something like that. So that was pretty cool. And I remember they were like, all right, you got to go to school. And they're like, why do we have to go to school and our dad gets to sit here and play with Lego stuff?
Yeah, I feel like everything's backwards.
No,
you can watch it right now on Hulu, by the way, if you missed it. I feel like I've been doing most of the question asking. Do you guys have any more questions?
No, but I do have a comment just to make. Whenever you were talking about
Not time for comments, giraffe. Yet. That's
well, I mean, I would say I would have been the best pick for your as far as your partner because I was a visual artist like in the beginning of my college career, and I had to do a 3D. Well, I chose to do a giraffe, and I did research as far as the length of the legs, which are six feet. I had to measure everything out. My total feet of the giraffe was like 16 feet, which was 2 feet under what an average giraffe would be, or the minimum height of a giraffe. So yeah, it was huge.
You didn't answer the question. Does giraffes have ears, or what are these little horns?
They have
things?
Ears. Because I had to make the head for it.
Because they have the little horns too, right?
Yeah.
Like little.
It's just like little, like little triangle things. I'll have to like send Michael the picture.
What was the Toys R Us giraffe? Jeffrey?
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember he had the little horns. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but they do have ears, like little ears on the side coming down.
Yeah, don't you ever drive by the zoo?
Yeah, that's true. There's a giant statue of a giraffe.
And my giraffe also glow in the dark.
You think this is all normal till you get on like TV?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, the clock's counting down.
Completely blank.
Yeah, you're mic'd up. You don't know where anything is. And then you're like questioning like, how the heck did I get here?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Lights are in your face. Lego Batman's right in front of you. Or Joe Bluth is right in front of you. So where can we follow you on social media? I would advise everyone to follow you because you're always up to cool things. You have little cool little inventions.
On the internet. So I have a webpage. It's Amy DD. My GitHub's on there, my Twitter, my Instagram.
And the DD stands for Daredevil, correct?
Sure. Yeah, everyone asks that. That's another funny. My real name is Amy Danielle Dansby. My initials are ADD. So
that's so great. That's what I have.
No, I know. That's what everyone always says. They're like, what's Amy Double D? I'm like, it's my initials. But it's funny because my brother's name is David. My dad's name is Danny. So we all have DD initials.
That's so cool.
And my twin brothers, they were always the double D twins like growing up. So it's just, I don't know, just grown into it. It's
how many funny. Siblings total?
I have four brothers.
Okay, so there's five.
I'm the oldest. Yeah,
and you're the only girl?
Yep.
Wow, that's incredible. And a homeschool family. I'm sure my mom and your mom would have been great friends growing up too, swapping curriculum or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah,
what they
that was also before the use of the internet. Yeah. So it's even more impressive.
It would have had to go. We had to go to the library all the time.
Yeah, the dial up.
Yeah. It was great.
Get off the phone. I'm on the computer.
It was so much fun. We're getting back to that now, it seems like, with this quarantine. So it's great that we have the internet. All right. So Amy DD on Instagram, correct? And it's Amy A M I E.
Yep. A M I E D D. Something like that.
Perfect. Any other questions, comments, Eric? Now's the time for comments.
Now's the time for comments. Well, there is a question that I do have. Like I've been thinking about this whole time because whenever you said that you deconstructed the key fob for the Tesla, because I have a Nissan right now and it uses battery. So
that's interesting because it's not the key fob actually. It's the it's a valet key. It's very much like like a hotel room key.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
okay. Yeah.
There's different types of RFID. There's passive and active. So. This one is passive. You don't have to charge my arm. You don't have to chop off my arm to change the battery, whatever else.
That's what I've been thinking this whole time. I'm like, she have batteries in her arm?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's different, it's just,
she's like Data, just open the head and change the battery. Yeah. From Star Trek Next Gen.
Westworld style.
Westworld. And the other thing I saw, it's something on your Instagram or whatever. It was, like your hand lit up randomly.
Yeah. I got another, chip implant. Maybe like 2 months ago, and it's got a built-in LED and it's separated in two parts of Data. So when the magnetic coil for the reader pops up, it lights up.
It's so cool. Just a light on your skin.
Yeah, it's so bright. It's really bright.
if you do any like classes or workshops or anything, I would definitely like attend just to learn more, because you seem like you're like a wealth of like knowledge that you can just like break it down really quick. Like, this is what you need to know about this.
She's like a cool Bill Nye.
Yeah. She's the next Bill Nye.
Yeah. Like Beekman. Oh,
oh, oh. Yeah. ADD. Yeah. I've actually been trying to work with getting this implant to work with like a prop, so you can pick up, like, say it's like Thor's hammer.
That'd be so cool.
So the only way that you could pick it up is if, you know, it picks up this implant. So you could like,
that is so cool.
Trying to show like the application of kind of like what it is, because some people don't quite understand the technology. So if you can apply it to something like that, they're like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm
like,
that will work for me. Yeah.
Yeah. See, so that's, I'm there's so many more uses you can use for it, but, cause you can read and write whatever data. So it unlocks my door. If I tap my hand to your phone, it automatically opens a web browser on your phone without your permission and goes to my webpage. So the security like talks that come from that are very helpful. It's not connected to the internet, but I always say, if it was connected to the internet, would you get one, or would you put one in your kids? And I was like, there's not a right or wrong answer, but I like the discussions that come from just thinking outside of the box, or thinking automatically that like I'm Satan for getting
right.
This.
No, I would go to your TED talk for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Now, I'm a hypochondriac by nature, and I'm already getting a feeling that I'm getting tumors from 5G, because I'm just like ridiculous like that, even though I know that none of that stuff is real. But was there any thought of, hey, this could harm me health wise with these chips in there? I'm sure you've looked into that and you're well aware and educated on that. That's what I would think if I was putting something in my body and I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. I'm going to have to amputate it at some point or something.
Yeah, so it's just under the dermal layer.
Okay.
So it's not in the muscle. I didn't have to have like an organ transplant or anything like that. honestly, like the metal in like a tooth filling has more metal than what this has in your body. And also reality is I'm covered in tattoos, so it's probably not the worst thing I put in my body.
Right, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but it's easy to take out, or, you know, people have like their ears pierced. There is like always some risk. The chip is encapsulated in a biopolymer, which is just like a silicone, like something for like, you know, like a breast implant or anything that's like a medical grade surgical. That's exactly what it is. So I will be long gone and the implant will still be alive.
That's so cool.
So, I mean, I didn't, like I said, a lot of research went into it, and I did try to rope in quite a few doctors. And since it's not regulated, they were like, I'm like, well, I want to record it. And then they were like, yeah, no.
We won't do that. Well, no, Amy, it's been great to meet you. I've been wanting to meet you for a long time because I thought what you're doing is really cool. And then, of course, you're playing with Lego on the TV. And so that's even cooler. We have to have you come by once all this is over and we all survive this apocalypse. We have to have you come by the studio so we can see you actually unlock your car with plus, you can see our cool studio. We also like to show it off and stuff.
Does it look like Cheers?
It does. I'm actually in it right now. Yeah. It has bar stools. It's great. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I know you're very busy because this hasn't affected you one bit, right? You're still working away.
Yeah, still going. Yeah, we still have a lot of PR stuff for the Lego show.
Yeah.
And that's
so cool. Go. Did you ever imagine that you were going to be on a reality show?
No. Somebody's like, man, you guys, your lines are terrible. I'm like, well, it's unscripted, so we're just that cheesy.
Well, thank you so much, Amy. I appreciate it. Say hi to Crystal for me. She won't remember me, but I'll reintroduce myself to her when I see her next time.
Track you all.
Thank you, Amy.
Bye. Thank you.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.